Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95 BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
On Monday, Auckland Council representatives delivered the Council's submission on the Treaty Principles Bill to the Justice Select Committee. In the submissions, Auckland Council rejected the Treaty Principles Bill as unworkable, saying there was a lack of good faith engagement with Māori and that the bill would create legal uncertainty and damage the Council's relationship with Māori. Additionally, over the weekend, several Pride events saw intrusive protests by the Man Up group linked to Destiny Church. Around 50 protesters stormed the Te Atatū Library during a family-friendly Auckland Pride event where a drag king was reading to children about the science behind rainbows. Library staff were physically and verbally attacked, and the other around 30 attendees of the event were barricaded in a room in fear of their safety. In response to the Te Atatū Library protest, Auckland Council Chief Executive Phil Wilson said on a post on Auckland Council's website that, quote, "As an organisation, we respect people's right to free speech, protest and freedom of expression. Our libraries lead the charge on this. But when it turns violent and aggressive, when shouting drowns out other voices, and when people get hurt, it has gone too far," end quote. This also came after Destiny Church members were seen disrupting the Pride Parade on Ponsonby Road on Saturday. For City Counselling this week, I spoke to Councillor Shane Henderson about both of these topics, starting by asking what Auckland Council's stance is on the Treaty Principles Bill.
Yeah, I mean, the bill is divisive and it's affecting our communities negatively here in Auckland. And there was a huge and quite fractious debate about that, but you know, I stand by the submission that Councillor Hills and Councillor Dalton as well presented to the committee. I think they did a fantastic job.
Would you be able to detail some of the key points that those two councillors delivered to the committee?
Yeah, I think well it sort of boils down to this is purportedly a national conversation, when in reality it's created a lot of prejudice and a lot of division among a community. And for the purpose of defining treaty principles, where, you know, and this is my sort of point, that it's fairly well defined within case law as it is, and I sort of wonder what the purpose of it all is. There's been some real concerns from the council, and you know, because we're community leaders and we have to reflect the concerns of our community on that.
And the government's Māori wards legislation last year, of course, had a huge impact on local government and sparked discourse around honouring te tiriti or waitangi in local government. Now looking at the Treaty Principles Bill, if it were to pass, what implications do you think it would have on local government in Aotearoa, or what is the significance of this bill with regards to local government?
Yeah, it's interesting to see what the practical effect would be on local government, because at the end of the day, we are bound not just legislatively, but also morally to comply with the principles of Te Tiriti o Waitangi, to comply with things like partnership and equity and those kind of things, and to represent all of our communities. So that really doesn't change, in my opinion. And so the effects of the bill will be a very interesting one, and we'd probably have to, if it did pass, get a briefing on that. But that's the other thing, is that most parties in Parliament have said, look, they're not going to vote it through. So I kind of wonder why we're spending the money to debate this through the parliamentary chamber when it seems like it's DOA.
And what implications do you think this bill would have on Auckland Council more specifically if it were to pass?
Yeah, we'd have to take advice on the specific implications, to be honest. But we have, various ways. We try our best to be good treaty partners and to represent Te Tiriti in our governance roles. You know, we're governors, just the central government is as well. And so we have duties, you know, as I've said, both legislatively and morally, to enact the principles of Te Tiriti. Were they to change, we'd probably need to look at some detailed advice on how that affects things. But, you know, I would hope it wouldn't affect things very much at all, to be honest.
And moving on to our second topic today, several Pride events over the weekend saw intrusive protests by the Man Up group linked to Destiny Church. What does Auckland Council make of Destiny Church's actions, both at the Pride Parade in Ponsonby and the Children's Drag King story reading event at Te Atatū Library?
Yeah, I mean, being a representative of Te Atatū, it sort of affected me really deeply. It really stung. because, you know, obviously I have to say, look, I stand with the rainbow community on this. We stand against prejudice and hatred, frankly. And, you know, we've had community leaders come out and say that, which is, I think, is very supportive. Because the other thing is, look, people that were affected in that community were affected really deeply, but also we've got to think of our staff as well. Our library staff that did a fantastic job that I'm so proud of, tough Westies, having to stand up to people double their size. But they did that, and, you know, they tried to keep the peace as best we can, because at the end of the day, look, we support peaceful protests. We may not agree with what they're saying, and in my case, I don't agree with them at all. But, you know, peaceful protests is a foundational pillar of democracy. But this wasn't peaceful. I saw the video of people shoving people aside and things like that. That's not on. So we had to step out and say, look, enough's enough on that. And we're not intimidating anybody, you know, those kind of things. So, yeah, it affected me very deeply.
To add on to that, Auckland Council Community Director Rachel Kelleher said that in response to the event, Auckland Council will review its security practice, but did not confirm what that would exactly entail. What might this look like? Is this likely to be a review of security practices generally, or with specific regards to rainbow-friendly events such as this one?
Yeah, it's hard to say because conversations are still ongoing as how security practices will look like going forward, but we do need to have a really close look at what happened and actually what support is needed going forward in the future. And, you know, I'd say that's both for Pride events but also for, you know, any events where there is likely to be some health and safety risk. You know, we have to look at that. So, you know, I really support that program of work, but it's too early to say what the details will be, but conversations are going on right now.
And in response to these events, a petition has been launched on change.org to revoke Destiny Church's charitable status due to inciting hate crimes against the LGBTQIA+ community. That petition, as of this morning, has over 100,000 signatures. And additionally,
wow.
A rally in response to Destiny Church's actions is happening on this Sunday to present demands to the government and warn Destiny Church that the queer community will not accept violent victimisation. Is Auckland Council in support of this petition and this event?
Yeah, look, I couldn't have personally said it better myself, that we don't support violent victimisation. I think that was a good way of putting it. As it stands with the details of the position, like Auckland Council, speaking officially, doesn't have a position on that. It would be a question for central government, I suggest, but, you know, I'm not sure if discussions are ongoing or not on that one. It's kind of beyond the remit of us as a council, except for to say, look, we support the aims of people that are wanting to sort of stop violent victimisation, discrimination, intimidation. We can't have that. We can't have that in the public.
And with Auckland Pride wrapping up on the 1st of March, how is Auckland Council protecting LGBTQIA+ communities in such events?
Yeah, sort of as discussed, we need to be looking at the security measures to make sure people are safe at these events, because there's been this horrible incident that's so regrettable. And as I said before, the details of that I'm still not privy to because the discussions are still going on. But we are not wanting to kind of discourage anybody from attending these events and showing their support. And, you know, I had an event in Te Aratu to basically lift up and maintain positivity in that community and to show solidarity. There are huge amounts of people there at short notice, right? People really want to get involved and show their solidarity and support. I'd say, you know, that's something that we should be encouraging. But we need to be looking at these security details, as I said before.
That was Councillor Shane Henderson on Auckland Council's submission on the Treaty Principles Bill and the Destiny Church protests at Pride events over the weekend.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95 BFM.